My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely, talented, dazzling star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. You can find them live every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. You can learn more about their work online at capitalsteps.com and pick up a copy of their latest CD, Fiscal Shades of Gray. And Elena, I assume you've sifted through all 1,200 pages of the Senate immigration bill.
I think I'm just wondering if there's any place in there that lets Eric Snowden back into the country.
That's true. Well, they revoked his passport. Yeah, it's hard to know.
Well, and it, plus the bill, as I understand, requires people to speak English, which I know a lot of people who are born here don't speak English that well. So,
well, you worked on the Senate, and you know, 1,200 pages is a little bit misleading in two different ways. Number one, there's a lot of spaces and pretty decent-sized font most of the time in this stuff, so there's not a lot on each page, but it's all written in, like, this multi-comma garbly legalese, so how much do people really read these things?
Well, and so speaking of speaking English, maybe the Senate and House need to learn how to do it a little bit, because have you ever tried to read one of these things?
I remember trying to read the health care bill for a few pages. Holy
wow.
Smokes.
Well, how was that?
It was not successful. I can promise you that.
Speaking of Eric Snowden, how long before somebody makes this into a movie? This has got all the elements, right?
I think it has to be a sequel, doesn't it? I mean, we've already had The Terminal, so this is The Terminal 2 stuck at Orange Julius or something.
Yeah, but can you imagine being in the Moscow airport? I mean, you know, the local, you know, food court borscht, you know.
I hope it's improved since, you know, the Iron Curtain came down, because back in the day, I'm thinking four gray walls and maybe one channel that's really staticky on the airport TV, if they even had a TV. Now at least you get, you know, looped footage of Vladimir Putin doing various macho things, I'm sure. So
yeah, and the one refrigerator in Russia, that's not coming your way. Yeah, that's right.
it's hard enough, like, waiting around for, you know, when your plane gets delayed on a layover or something. I can't imagine being there for, what, it's close to a week now, right?
Right. Well, so, I guess, in a way, we're not really the worst ones off out of this whole thing, are we, then, if you look at his life right now?
Well, we'll see. You know, yeah. He's still got a little bit of leverage on some of this stuff. I'm surprised they haven't figured out a way to swirl him out of there. Of course, what we're told officially is that he's stuck in the airport. As far as I know, Vladimir Putin is hand-feeding him caviar and getting all our state secrets from
him.
Maybe
Eric Snowden is waiting to get his Super Bowl ring back, you know, before he'll leave.
That's what this is really all about. Wow.
Oh, well, we had promised you a song about the whole NSA scandal. And, you know, it took us a week to get all the words out.
Okay.
And now we're going to play it today, but I want to warn you that if you were seeing this live, you would get the full visual impact of our prop department. And they have designed the soloist something to wear, which is a satellite dish on his head, made from a vegetable steamer and a baseball cap.
Nice.
And so this is the kind of thing you get if you come to see the Capitol Steps live. You would get this prop.
Yeah, you got to see it live to see the full effect.
Right.
I would heartily, heartily endorse that sentiment. So here's the Capitol Steps, and I'll be watching you.
And now this special message from your friends at the NSA.
Every click you make, each sick day you fake, every porn site break, Instagrams you take, I'll be watching you. That form fill you cheat, you block, you don't eat meat, and it ain't no treat reading your lame tweets. I hate watching you. No need to be Facebook friends with me, 'cause Obama hears with his enormous ears, spied on the U.S. and we've had success, but of you I'll guess that we still know less than the Chinese do.
Since George Bush, we have had to change the laws. You're in our sights, we are just like Santa Claus. I've looked into the bromance between you guys. I wish that I didn't know your real bra size. And you lied on Match.com to me. I know where you've been. I know every sin. And you just can't win. Your privacy's as thin as the Kardashian.
Oh, Elena, classic song there. And you probably could have added a couple of verses without changing a lot of the words. But
right, ironically done by the police originally, right?
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Is that and Sting, is it Stung now that it's in past tense? I don't know. So big week in the Supreme Court, too.
Yeah, it's amazing how from one day to another, the different political sides think the Supreme Court is either the greatest institution on earth or the spawn of Satan. Because on the one hand, you had some people who loved the Supreme Court decision on the Voting Rights Act. Other people thought it was throwing us back into Jim Crow. The next day, the very same people who thought the Voting Rights Act decision was Jim Crow thought the gay marriage decision was the greatest thing on earth. And the other people thought exactly the opposite.
So really nobody's happy.
That's right.
I just think the funny thing is that the Defense of Marriage Act came into being while Bill Clinton was president. There's just some punchline there. I don't know what it is.
And he signed it in 1996. And if I remember the narrative correctly, I'm pretty sure 1996 is when we didn't know about it yet. But I'm pretty sure that's when, things were happening in the Oval
that's
Office.
That's about right. Right. So, he felt like he needed to do anything he could to defend marriage on the legal side. I don't know.
No one compartmentalizes better than Bill Clinton. I think we learned that over and over again. Elena, have a great couple of shows this weekend. Have a wonderful 4th of July, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, talk to you next week.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington and at capitalsteps.com. Get their brand new album, Fiscal Shades of Gray. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.